This is Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. At the National Religious Broadcasters Convention in Dallas, Texas, Fellowship Board Chairman Bishop Paul Lanier spoke with Fellowship Board Member Michelle Bachman, Dean of the Robertson School of Government at Regent University, about a kibbutz in southern Israel she visited as a teenager, and that Hamas later attacked on October 7th, 2023.
Michelle Bachman, one of the fellowship's longest-standing friends and supporters. You have been immersed in the conversation, this continuum, for a long time in your life, even back in your teen years.
Well, I was lucky enough when I was a young teenage girl to go right after the Yom Kippur War, and I went to Kibbutz Be'eri. That's been in the news a lot, because Kibbutz Be'eri was the site of the worst slaughter of October 7th, 2023, the attack, the worst attack since the Holocaust on Israel. But it made my faith so real that for the rest of my life, my heart was for Israel. Mm. It was for the Jewish people. God supernaturally did something in my heart, Bishop, to create a love for the Jewish people,
ma'am,
that I never had. Because I'd spent all those hours with the little children in the school at Kibbutz Be'eri and with the people. And I remember thinking
Can you help me understand how far that kibbutz is from the Gaza border?
Oh, I'll tell you exactly. It's literally, if I look to my right, it was Gaza.
Wow.
As I was standing in Kibbutz Be'eri, it's literally right there.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments. Discover the biblical and historical significance of Jerusalem with our complimentary Bible study. Download your copy at holylandradio.org.